or go and borrow money from somebody and refuse to pay. When they come, they say, take time. I'm a servant of God. Don't trouble me. Anytime I have your money, I will give you. Don't trouble me. If not, if I go to the mountain for you. Yeah, you trouble a servant of God like that? Oh, I come indirectly, and begin to charge you. When I was celebrating 25 years of my marriage, how much did I ask you to bring for me? But you know, the GOs, what they will do with that opportunity. Why am I doing that? I am refusing to lower the standard for any reason. I will not compromise. Church, you want to get close to this pastor? Listen, I am not in Bread Assembly looking for friends. I have enough friends out there. I am looking for brethren. Don't try to come close to me when you know you are not ready to go on this journey from earth to glory. Man or woman, don't do that. Because you come to me like a brother, I will treat you like a brother. You change and act like a serpent, I will cut off your head. I'll cut off your head. Before you bite me, I cut off that head. Cut off that head. Praise God. I'm not a chameleon. Lila, I'm not a chameleon. There must be separation. When God calls you, He does not call you in group. I hope you know that. Eh? When God called Abraham, the Bible says He called Abraham alone. But who did Abraham drag along? Lot. It's dangerous. It's dangerous. Church, listen. I think there is the principle of life savers in the sea, in the river, by the ocean side there. Professional life savers at sea. Eh? When somebody is drowning, they don't rush immediately to bring the person out. I hope you know that. Eh? They will leave that person to drown, because at the time that he's drowning, he is very strong. He's looking for something he can hold on to. If you just die, pia and go, and on your neck he holds. He will hold it, nothing can remove it. Until two of you will do what? Die. So the professional lifesavers, they'll be swimming around. You there, paka, paka, paka. You go, paka, paka, he's watching, he's swimming around. Until you drink water, tire. Now you are weak. Then he will go around and pick you and bring you out and bring out the water where you drink. Church, save yourself first. Before you go to save another person. Be sure you yourself, you are saved. You are spiritually fortified. You are not grounded. You are going after your girlfriend that is still in the world, Abby. Eh? She's looking for something to hold on to. Now you are going to Christ. She will not get money again from you. She will not be able to come and sleep with you again. Because you are now a Christian. And you are ready to leave. Ah, she said, if I lose this guy now, how go take survive for Lagos? How go take survive for Lagos? Ha! Be careful with such a person. Be sure. Before you go, say, I'm born again, leave me alone. Be sure you too, you don't ground well. If not, she knows your weakness. I don't mind. Johnny said, don't they born again? Oh, make I leave you, you're born again. Okay, I leave you. Okay, you're born again. Me, I'll be devil. Okay, go. She knows your weakness. She knows anytime you see her breast, you are finished. She will go to a tailor and design a cloth. And make sure she cut it. See, those dresses that women wear, and you see their brains popped out here. You think it's not a mistake? Eh? No, it's not a mistake. It's a design. It's meant for the breasts to pop out. They know who they are looking for. If you can resist her, then you know. And do you know that people, sisters, dress like that and come to church? Eh? Eh? They dress like that and come to church. And they are looking for prophet. I want to sow a seed. And the prophet is sitting down. Try to connect. He will disconnect. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Salvation is a personal thing. Make your calling and election sure. Save yourself first before you think of another person. It's important. Don't jump up and say you are an evangelist when you are not yet grounded in evangelism, because the evangelist face the highest temptation. You are saying that the person that you are talking to has already looked at you in the spirit and known which level you are. So be very, very careful. Anyway, the area I'm going is Lot followed Abraham, but it was Abraham God called. There's something Abraham had that Lot didn't hear. Even if Lot hear, he will only hear from Abraham. God will say. So Lot is following Abraham, not because he has a personal revelation from God, but because I love my brother so much, since he said, "Now church, you won't go now, me too, I'm going to follow," and they go church. Anywhere you go, I love this my brother. Even a Catholic church, he won't go now, I go follow him. Even if he changed, he say, "No, Lumba, he won't go now," I go still follow him. I have respect so much for this my brother. He's very spiritual. But the time came for God's purpose to be achieved in the life of Abraham. He caused a fight to take place. There are some fights that take place around you. It is to cause a separation. It's because of separation. And when you don't separate, then you are only going to delay God's promises for you. God can't walk with you in a state of compromise. I love him so much. If I go this way, he goes to Sodom. How will he? You know, he's very weak. Small time now. They will come and carry them. I'll go and start fighting again to bring him back. So let him cuckoo stay with me. Okay, continue to compromise. The effect is there will never be peace in your home. There will never be peace in your family. There will never be peace in your church. Never be peace in your church. Continue to compromise. All manner of spirits will come to that church and take root. Don't do this. We as a church, this is what we stand for. Every opportunity, somebody will bend and do it. That's evident he does not belong here. Don't compromise. Don't be so much filled with the love of God until you compromise and baptize the whole fellowship with a spirit of trouble. Compromise. I like to say this so that when you see me take some actions, you will understand. That's the truth. There are some people you don't see in the church for some time. They don't commit. And we don't drive them come out. Pastor Thomas said one has come and be begging you. And one brother came to me, his wife has been driven out from the church. Early in the morning, he said, "Daddy, you know you are our daddy." I said, "I'm not a daddy of serpent seeds. Don't call me daddy. I am a shepherd of sheep, not goats." So you are a serpent seed. You are a serpent seed. There's nothing in you that can change. Because you are getting worse and worse. A true child of God, when you rebuke him once, he takes correction. But this one, the more you rebuke, they will only change style. Let me finish. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is a God of standards. God is not a God of anyhow. And every country has what you call the standard organization of that country. Nigeria has Standard Organization of Nigeria, S-O-N. And Jesus is the S-O-N of God. The way, the truth, and the life. He is God's standard. He is the S-O-N of God. He is. Praise the Lord. And a group of people, a Christian, without a standard, you are finished. Anybody will come, blow you away. Anybody will come, blow you away. Now, so they may believe now. Wow. They are the type. You are sitting down here now. You know what this church stands for. Until you love the pastor so much, you have so much respect for the pastor. So much. Until when he's deviating, you are not sharp enough to know that Bride Assembly is now going like the denomination. You are not sensitive enough to know so that you will carry your Bible and leave Bride Assembly for your life's sake. Any day you see any of this denominational nonsense taking place here, they have deviated. If it is truth that brought you to this church, carry your Bible and say, "Lord, where will I go? Where will I go?" And God will direct you. That type of prayer, he doesn't waste time. Don't walk with a compromiser. Don't make a compromiser your friend. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Don't mix your standard with a compromiser. Don't do that. Especially gifted brothers, gifted sisters. Your reason why you get close to another gifted sister, gifted brother, is because you see something about Christianity that is better than your own that you can gain from. But when you go near, you see worldliness and all carnality, run for your life's sake, no matter how anointed that person is. I am talking to believers of truth. But those of you who are in Bride Assembly because of the anointing, you are not the one I'm talking to. Remain here, no matter how we deviate. The anointing will still flow, since it is anointing you are looking for. But that anointing will lead you to hell. Because Matthew 27 verse 21, he said, "Not all that say, 'Lord, Lord,' shall inherit." Who are those that will inherit? He said, "But ye that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." So, God has no problem with your anointing. The problem God has is the character that follows the anointing. That is what so many people will cry for at the end. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every Christian, in John, Matthew chapter 11, verse 7, Jesus Christ gave his commentary concerning John the Baptist. He said, "When you went to the wilderness, what did you go to see?" Concerning John, he said, "Did you see a reed shaking with the wind?" Eh? The reed shaking with the wind. You know what? You know, some plant somewhere, where if breeze is blowing, poo, it follow go. The breeze is going this way now, it follow go. This one blowing this way now, it follow go. He said, "Is that the kind of person you have gone to see? It's not John the Baptist." John the Baptist was a non-conformist. The wind today is wind of doctrine. Every Christian, you must have a bearing. There must be something you stand for in line with the scripture. John the Baptist had no respect of persons as far as his ministry is concerned. He stood by his commission. Even if it is locusts and honey, he will eat. Even if you will not give him food to eat, he will not compromise. Even at the cost of his life, he refused to compromise. And God expects every one of us to be like that. Not like Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat, the king, Israel divided into two. He was ruling one part. Ahab was ruling one part. But Ahab was the worst king Israel has ever had. Everything bad, Ahab was involved. God was angry with him. Until he went to collect one poor man's land, Naboth. At the advice of that Jezebel woman, a Philistine woman that he married. When God said, you should not marry anybody that was not a Jew. In the land, they said, don't marry any of them. What did he do? Praise the Lord. He married her. So you will pay for it now. You will pay for it. Compromise. I was watching the television yesterday. I think that was immediately after our own broadcast. The next person that followed. One CAC church from Benin. And the man was bringing us something. My wife and I were watching. That was so wonderful. He is so angry with the Pentecostal system of worship. And he went further to say that they should show in the Bible where any woman was the assistant to her husband in any ministry. This is not Brother Assembly now. This was CAC. And he said something. He said, this is important. This is very, very important. He said something. He said that people don't know where that spirit came from. That we in Africa were following. He said this thing started from the West, Europe and America. He said, those men elevated their wives into the position of ministry. It was for a selfish purpose. Because the laws in the Western world favor the women when it comes to divorce. Once you decided to divorce you and your wife overseas in America and Europe, the law is, I think, about 70%. 70% of everything you have will go to the woman. She will claim it. They call it alimony. She will claim it. So, if you don't want your wife to mess you up, anything she wants, give it to her. And so, to bring peace, they brought the women into the ministry. Like the man was saying, he said, immediately you start, even before you ordain her, she's already telling everybody, I am Pastor Mrs. Woke. Amen. He said, and Africans, they borrow that and thinking that it is scripture. And they are following and ordaining their women as pastors and reverend misses. Compromise so that they can be at peace. They ordain their women even though it is contrary to the Bible. And they know it. They know it. Amen. He gave an example that he went to England on his way to America. He went to one of his daughter's houses and then he said his wife dressed, maybe she plaited her hair with rope. I don't know what they used to do. This one where they stand like this. Maybe. And they are saying, where they stayed there. Mommy, you're going to America, and they will say you left England. Don't put me to shame now. You dress well now. You have to put some wig. You have to dress well now. So you won't even wear trouser. Okay, even if you won't wear trouser, put something now. Look modern now. Look modern. He said he was not around. He said when he came back home, he saw his wife with wig. Compromising spirit. Compromising spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Is that not the reason, sister, you are still palming your hair? What will the world say about me? What will the friends say about me? Is that not the reason you are still painting your face? Is that the reason you are wearing that earring? Do you have any other reason other than the fact that what will people say concerning you? That's the only reason. That's the only reason. You know it is not adding to your beauty. You know it. You know. You know that you are even finer without it than with it. You know. But your problem is, what will they think about me? I will look odd. I will look one kind. I will look this. I will look that. Anytime I go, they are always laughing at me. Anywhere I go, they are always looking at me one kind. My boss say, if I must walk with him, then I must be wearing trouser. So, and I don't get another walk, and God, you will understand. Then, you begin to wear the trouser. When you are going to church, you pull it, and go and wear one skirt, and come and join us like a Christian. Then, they see you with us, they think we are the same. Meanwhile, we are different. You know we are different. The spirit is different. The spirit is different. Because, and they ask you, which church are you from? They say, Bride Assembly. Which Bride Assembly? Sticker on your car, the bride. For your house, the bride. For your office, the bride. And yet you are dressing contrary to the bride. You are a hypocrite. A hypocrite. And some of you will say, you see me. If such a person ever see me in the spirit, you will see me with Cain. Caning you. Finally, praise the Lord. Final of the final. Jeremiah 35. If you are there, 35, Jeremiah, listen to that story and learn a lesson from that story. I'm reading from verse 1. From verse 1. Listen carefully. The word, follow with me as I'm reading. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Joachim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, go unto the house of the Rechabites and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. This is thus said the Lord to a mighty prophet. Go to the house of Rechabites and bring them, give them wine to drink. Verse 3. Then I took Jazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Anan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Messiah, the son of Shalom, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups. And I said unto them, drink ye wine. But they said, we will drink no wine. For Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither you nor your sons forever. Neither shall you build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any. But all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus have we obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he has charged us to drink no wine all our days. We, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed. But we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon came up into the land, that we said, come, and let us go to Jerusalem for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Syrians, so we dwell at Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, after the Rechabites refused to drink the wine, thus said the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will you not receive instruction to hearken to my words, said the Lord? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, a man, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine, they are performed. For unto this day, they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but you hearken not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending down, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers, but you have not inclined your ear nor hearken unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but these people have not hearkened unto me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them. Because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard. And I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because you have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab, your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according unto all that he has commanded you. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. See, the emphasis there is that a man told his children, a man, a human being, told his children, don't do this. Don't drink. Don't build. They were even telling, because they were Canaanites. They were even telling them. He said, come. They are not Israelites. They are not Jews. They are Canaanites. He said, it is the fear of the king of the Chaldeans, the Babylonians, and the king of Israel, Syrians. When they were coming, that's why we ran away from our village and came to Jerusalem. When we said we belong to here, when they act anyhow. You see? A man told his children, don't do this. And a mighty prophet came to them. Even that mighty prophet could not dissuade them from keeping their father's commandment. The Rechabites. Amen. Because the greatest problem affecting Christianity is that we worship God with respect to persons. Is it Pastor Moses that said it? Once na him say, me I go do amu. No matter how contrary it is to the Bible. You see? God used that to speak to the children of Israel, and he's still using that. The life of the Rechabites, the stand of the Rechabites, to speak to bride assembly members and Christians all over the world. Stay with God's word. Don't compromise it for any reason. Don't compromise it. So, they say, go and destroy all the Amalekites. He said, destroy everything, their animals, their men, their women, their children. Clean the whole land. Yes, sir. And jumped up and went to fight the battle. and decided to spare some animals and decided to bring the king alive. God was angry with him. Church, listen, listen, church. That singular action robbed Saul of his kingship. God is demonstrating how he hates such obedience. You're not wiser than him. Don't do this. Once you are sure it's God that has spoken, stop it. He said, go and do something. Once you are sure it is God that says stop it, stop it. Go, do it. If you are sure it is God that says you should do it, don't let anybody stop you. Don't do it, church. It will cost you something that you will regret for life. Saul regretted his own for life. Somebody else took his place. And for refusing to obey the things, instruction we are giving to you in this ministry, God will replace you one of these days in the position you occupy in this church. God can do it. He's not the short demand of people to work for him. So what are you bragging for? It robbed Saul because he compromised. He had a better idea. We brought that so that we can make sacrifice unto you. And God, he said, does God delight so much in sacrifice? He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obey first before you serve. God call me. Have you obeyed the word of God? That's the truth. A young prophet was told to go to Israel and go and deliver a prophecy to a king who had messed up himself, left his position, and was now offering sacrifices at the temple. God told him, when you go there, if they offer you any drink, don't take it. Any food, don't eat it. He said, this is thus said the Lord. God told him, he said, even the way that you used to enter that city, use another way to come out. Yes, sir. He went and finished his ministry. He delivered the message. Chap, chap, chap. God came down and vindicated him. He's the one that sent him. They say, he followed and went. One old prophet that was at home, his children came and said, if you see what happened for church, he said, where is that person? He said, he has gone. They ran after him. How can you come now? I'm a prophet. I've been existing before you now. Do you know how long I've been in Bride Assembly? You don't just start now. Listen, follow us. See, follow us. This one, what they do now? You go soon crash. You know where would they come from? Not every time they give message here. Eh? Because if you do that, look, I've been in this church before this church started. I'm the oldest person here, let me tell you. So you follow us. You just come now. They go forward, go forward, go forward. Follow us, go back. This is how we take duam. When you're hungry, this is how you should do it. Forget this one. Where that house man they talk. What thing will they see in the siam? If you are hungry, this is how you should do it. That's how you do it. We're not the hungry here. We ministers for church here, we're not the hungry. Because we know what to do. Because these church members are very, very stingy. If you follow them, follow what I'm going to do, you don't die for nothing. I see you, they do. So follow us. That old prophet went and said, I am also a prophet. Don't say God is saying you should not come. I am a prophet. I hope you know I'm speaking from Bible. He said, follow me. He said, God told me that you should follow me and go and eat in my house. Well, since it is God that say, okay. Now see foolishness. God told me I should not eat. Another person can say, God tell and say, make it tell me. If it will change, would the same God talk to me? Will he use you to tell me to go contrary to what he has already told me? It's a spirit of compromise. And the reason is because that young prophet hungry, they wire him through. So he was just looking for something he can hold on to and go and eat. And he followed that old prophet to his house. And they brought food. As they began to eat, anointing hit the same old prophet. Thus said the Lord, because you have disobeyed, your carcass will be taken on the way. And it happened. He took us sorrowfully and going. A lion from the bush came out, devoured him and killed him. I stood there and was watching the dead body. Make somebody come here, come carry him, make I see. The lion of the tribe of Judah. He is still consuming now. He's still consuming now. Still consuming now. They went and told the old prophet, see, oh, we see one dead body for road and one lion. They look and say, how did that body be? He say, oh, it must be that young prophet. The same people that will pull you down, they are the same people that will announce your fall when you compromise. It will not be your portion in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because why will God tell Saul to kill all those Amalekites? That same word is here now. Church, once you are converted, anything around you that will influence your Christianity, cut it off. That is the lesson from Saul. Cut it off. Destroy the bridges that link you to your past evil ways. Destroy it. Destroy it. You used to be a drunkard before. Throw away the remaining bottle of kankai that you kept in the house since the day you gave your life to Christ. Say, I don't drink again. If you don't drink again, then throw it away now. Eh? You know why you left it there. Anytime you see, you say, ha, even I do this now. I for don't drink you, tire. Hey, I'm born again now. If you throw it away now, your mind is still there. You know. Then one day, out of frustration, somebody will frustrate you. No peace. Then you remember how you used to cool down in those days. God, you understand. You go and take it and drink. Returning back to your vomit. That's why, cut it off. Sister, throw away those trousers. You folded them and kept them under box. What for? You are waiting for the day you will go for your NYC away from Lagos, Abi. Then you will wear trousers. Say, now NYC I do. It's true. If you are converted, then throw away those creams that bleach your skin. Throw away those earrings, no matter how expensive looking it is. There are even some pictures that should be offensive to you. When you see the way you used to dress as an unbeliever, those pictures remind you, you should get angry. Those worldly music that you used to listen to, pack them and throw them away. Those friends that cannot add anything to your spiritual life, cut them off. Every relationship should be business-like. Anything outside business, throw it away. It's either a customer relationship or whatever it is. But for me to sit down and be talking with you, what will a believer and unbeliever be discussing? Throw it away. Change your address, the kind of places you go to. Destroy all the Amalekites. Don't leave the king. The king there was the one that influenced you the most in your unbelieving days. Destroy him. Cut off his neck. Shall we stand up?